Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vestris Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. The number is 503-507-3666. And let's get this show started. And today we're going to discuss tips for saving to buy your very own home. What a great idea.
Hey, you know, this is relevant because we're it heading into the holidays. Relevant. Everybody yes. needs to save a little bit of money so we can go shopping, for one. That's most important on our list. Santa has to come a little early sometimes, especially for Mariah. You know, I usually get her Christmas present a little early because I'm a little impatient. I don't like wrapping gifts, I guess.
I usually do the opposite. I usually wait until the very last minute and go out right before, and the stores are super busy and it's rushed. But
Mariah,
okay.
that's a guy thing. Guys
I know,
do that.
I know. Either that or I order online, and okay. it's usually last minute. But anyway, all right. So for all of you who are listening to today's show and you're wanting to be a homeowner, but saving for that down payment is just something you're having a hard time with, or on. Honestly, anyone who's listening and wanting to spend less and live a less wasteful life, I know that's we always enjoy thinking of ways to do that, then you're definitely going to want to listen to today's show. Some of these are things that we've done and have really helped us out, and a lot of them, you know, we've actually never done before, so they're going to be new ideas to us too. So I'm excited for some fresh, unique, creative ways to, or life hacks, if you will, to save money for your next house or whatever else.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go down this list that we have here, and these are from multiple personal finance blogs. So let's go down this list and talk about what we find. So this first one is save money automatically. You can set up your bank account to automatically transfer funds from your checking account to your savings account every month.
That okay, yeah. So you roll it over.
Yeah, so you just have it automatically.
Okay. There's a lot of cool apps that do that too.
Uh-huh.
Like when you're making a purchase and they just round it up to the next dollar, and then they put like that into your savings account too.
For us, instead of doing that necessarily, we just have a separate bank account that is at a separate bank that mm-hmm. we don't have cards to or use for anything. It's just for like saving for future mm-hmm. investment type purchases. And
yeah.
so that's kind of our version of it. But this is one easy way to do that.
I think the less access you have to the account, the better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
it's very like we don't, you know, it's not there. It doesn't exist.
I don't
exist.
Even think I know that, the
I don't
account
even know.
Number.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. But
okay.
yeah, I just do a percentage of earnings for that month or quarter.
Yes.
And I put it into that account.
So this next tip is something that Warren knows a lot about, refinancing your mortgage.
Yeah.
It's a great way to save money.
Yeah. And if you haven't yet, you know, it's a good time to look into it. Even if you refinanced maybe 3 years ago, interest rates are definitely lower than they were 3 years ago. So
uh-huh.
The only thing that you're paying for is obviously those closing costs. And, you know, it's just up to you. What makes it more beneficial for you? Are you looking to resell here in a shorter amount of time, or are you looking to hold on to your investment in a longer period, maybe do a takeout loan and a secondary mortgage, whatever you want to do? There's always options. And like we continue to say in these shows right now, I think we're being a little bit repetitive, is this market is expected to go up. It's
yeah.
it's expected to raise. And so if you're bagging on a market to drop about $100,000, $200,000 in home equity, I just don't see that happening, at least for the next two and a half years.
Five years.
One of the things that
5 years, Mariah says.
We were worried about was we had a variable account for a second mortgage for my business, the other business that I have.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was very concerned about inflation and rates going up. So we were able to save $300-$400 a month in payments just based on the refinancing.
Wow.
So
hey, that's huge.
Yeah, it is.
That's
and so
awesome.
I'm only mentioning that because this could happen to a lot of people, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's close to $5,000 a year you're saving.
That's a
yeah,
lot of money.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one, not something we do. You're going to probably want me to do this because you know how much money I spend on audiobooks every
Oh my gosh, don't get me going.
Day is get a library card. I don't know why I didn't. I've never thought about that. I guess, you know, we like convenience. It's the inconvenience of getting in your car, driving to the library.
Yeah, that's such an inconvenience.
I think for someone who spends as much money on books or audiobooks as I do, it could definitely come into handy. Maybe I'll look into that.
You know what I wonder, though?
For your sake.
Everybody says, yeah, audiobooks are so convenient. But, like, are you retaining the knowledge through audio you would be if you were reading it yourself?
Maybe not as much, but I know I definitely learn from audiobooks. Okay, maybe not if I'm, like, trying to multitask, if I'm trying to like send an email while listening to an audiobook, yeah, that's probably, you're probably not gaining much knowledge, but I like to listen to them when I'm going on a walk. And if you're really not thinking about anything.
I listen a lot to audio while I work out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
There you go.
It's a great invention.
Well, hey, listen to this,
quote
here.
It's a little expensive for me. Sometimes.
This, statistic. According to National Study of Millionaires, 81% of millionaires surveyed read 11 or more books per year. So I think it is an investment, but buying, getting a library card is a good idea.
But it didn't say, they said read, not listen.
Yes, they said read, not listen to. That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
You know, I'm curious, actually, maybe if you're a listener out there and you want to leave a comment, I've never, sadly, this is, I'm being vulnerable, I don't think I've ever been to our public library.
Really?
In
as
Salem,
a kid?
Ever.
You didn't go there as a kid to do
ever.
Like their circle reading time? That was
no,
the best.
No. And I'd love to maybe know how to get a library card. Honestly.
Maybe now that Astrid's almost old enough for that, we could go there together. And
all you do is just walk
that.
In the front door and just say, I need a library card.
It's
and
as easy as get that.
It's yeah. that simple.
And since if you live in Salem, it's free.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, and you could probably do it on the internet.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Where's it been my whole life?
Let's do that this week.
Yep.
This month.
Ryan and I are going to the library this week. Getting
we'll
library
be
cards.
New library members. Okay, this next one is something you love to do. Cancel automatic subscriptions and memberships.
Seriously, no. I've seen it get so far out of hand, though. Like, you're paying monthly for something.
It's easy for these to rack up, and, you know, years go by, and you forget about them.
You don't even know where it's coming from or what this charge is until you lose a debit card or a credit card, and then you get a notification saying, oh, this payment, update your payment info. And then you're like, oh, wow, I've been paying on that, and I do not use it. It could be $10 a month, could be $2 a month. Regardless, manage your subscriptions. Maybe look at your bank statement. See what's being generally paid routinely every month. And I think there's even resources and apps that you can attach your bank account to that'll show you what's an auto payment for you. So they make it fairly easy for you to find out like what's routinely being paid on your card monthly.
Yeah,
it makes sense. Lots of good stuff here. All right, you're listening to Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. We're going to be back in just a few minutes, but I want to remind you, you can always call them at 503-507-3666.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we're going to continue our conversation about tips for saving to buy your very first home.
This next tip is very timely because we just had Cyber Monday. And I know this is something that happened on Cyber Monday, but it happens to me often because I, for some reason, have all these clothing online stores that like to send me emails. But on Cyber Monday, I got these emails and they were saying 90% off. And I looked at them and I'm like, there's no way you see the price of what it is now and then what it used to be. I'm like, there's no way it was that much before. I know this website. I know these clothes aren't usually that expensive, so they weren't really that good deals.
Right.
But anyway, this next one is unsubscribe from emails.
That's huge, actually.
That if you have a, you know, an impulse buying habit from emails that send you like their great deals, then that might be a good idea.
I'm glad you're covering this though, because like that's something you don't really think about, but like, we check our emails every day or
it's very
every
subtle.
Hour. And if you're getting these subscription emails, like I was at least, I just like had enough of it.
Yeah.
Like most of my email, not most of it, but majority of it was just a subscription that it's just, hey, fill in your email address and they'll send you daily things. Like, yeah. Unsubscribe to those. It wastes your time, but yeah. Also it like puts an impulse in your brain and head that,
like, impulse buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
This next one is cut ties with cable. Does anyone still have cable in 2021?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of them that do.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I have not
jump
had cable
on the train,
in a long
cut
time.
Your cable.
Yeah. With all these, you know, very inexpensive streaming. But now there's so many of them.
There's so many.
Yeah. Like, you could easily have, like, so many different streaming services.
And then you'd
be paying
for all that.
Still.
Seriously,
so,
on top
of
your cable.
I mean, we keep it pretty simple, but...
We do. We're just internet
people. We don't really watch a lot of TV anyway, but... okay, the next one is consume less alcohol. I mean, that is... It's true. If you, you know, go out a lot, it's very expensive.
Dude, think about it. Every time you go out, whether it's just the weekend or happy hour during the week and you go out with coworkers... I mean, that one drink's like $6 to $12, you know? Usually you get 2 on average. It adds up every week.
Pack a lunch or eat at home.
Mariah loves this one.
Well, the thing with this one is I feel like you just have to be really intentional about it and put in the time beforehand, because if not, then it doesn't end up happening. I know that's true for me, at least. Like, yeah. I never last minute do that. It has to be something I intentionally do beforehand.
But say, like, you know, say that's just not you and you're not into cooking, you're not into packing a lunch. What services might be out there that you could have delivered to your door that are pre-made, something to put in your fridge that gets you through the week?
Oh, well, I mean, I know there's a lot of like pre-made like packs of like lunch things, or is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. From like natural grocers, they have like pre-made snack foods, like already ready to eat for the week, and like pre-made sandwiches and stuff. But
are there companies that like deliver?
I'm sure there are. I've never used that.
Let's do that. Let's like see a local resource that does that.
I'm not sure if that would be a saving hack, maybe, but
well, it's a realistic
hack. But maybe it's more just like a
save you from going out to eat during the day,
or a time saving hack, which if your time is money, then it's worth it.
All right. So one you haven't brought up, I got to bring it up now. Okay. I just have to. And it's rental hacking. Oh. And why not? We did a whole show on hacking.
House hacking. Yes.
House hacking.
Yes.
But why not? If you're alone or you're a couple that's very, very tidy, and I think you two probably, instead of buying the house, rent one that's like a 3-bedroom house and then hack.
Oh, yeah.
Put a couple of people.
So many people that do that.
Yes, that's
actually
a great idea.
And then that way, those two people might be paying your rent.
Oh, yeah.
And then your rent could go into the savings account to get you towards buying a house, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing you got to be careful of, though, is sometimes your landlord doesn't like you renting out their other rooms from under them.
Right.
You know, but there's a lot of people that do this, and I think it's smart. It's a lot of energy, I think, though, but you can easily do that if it's going to pay your mortgage, what Warren was saying.
Which is probably one of your largest expenses. And
exactly.
So that's a great way to go. You know, your rent or your mortgage, whatever it is. But
you just have to find the time you want to manage that business, if you call it a business.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of things we're talking about, subscriptions that might be $10 a month, something like that. I'm thinking rental hacking. We could be talking hundreds hundreds and hundreds of dollars towards getting your home that you want, rather than $10 here and $5 there and, you know, one less drink maybe a night or something like that. I mean, we're talking about money could be real significant.
Oh, yeah. Right. And I've heard of people, this sounds really bad. It's probably illegal, but they've had multiple rentals. Like, they've rented out multiple homes and they've rented it out by the room, like Airbnb the room or whatever. And
it's not legal if the landlord knows about it, because I know people that do that too, but they've made agreements with the landlord who owns the home.
That's what you want to do.
And they have an agreement where they're, you know, they've worked it out to where win-win for everyone.
When I went to college, there would be 3 or 4 of us staying and we'd all be paying our part of the rent, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what would have prevented somebody renting the apartment and then saying, hey, it's going to cost you each $100 or something, and back in those days, we were paying like 70. I know that sounds crazy in these numbers, but it would have been money he put in his pocket.
Yeah.
And it was all good.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. As long as the landlord's okay with it, that's really what matters. And you're paying your rent on time. I don't see the problem with that. If I'm a landlord, that's all I care about. Yeah. Give me that money and...
There's no damage in the house or anything. Yeah.
Make sure the condition stays good.
Which leads me to our next one. Spend extra or unexpected income wisely. So say you do that situation and you know, you're running out the rooms and you have that money coming in or you're saving that money. Instead of thinking of that as extra money, put that in your separate account, you know, every month, and that'll go towards your house that you're wanting to purchase.
I think this is where a lot of people go wrong, though, myself included, because like, say you get a good paycheck or just a lump sum that you weren't expecting. Maybe your taxes at the end of the year, you get back and you're like, yeah, it's free money. What are you doing with that money? That's going to create you wealth.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying like you can't ever spend your money and be a little selfish with it. But what we are saying is, as Americans, I can agree that the majority of us are buying unnecessary purchases through impulse. It might be that email that just came on then your subscription list. You're like, oh my gosh, this is great. It could be a number of things. And it's just like you stepping back from the screen even and just having a self-discipline maybe to put that portion away. You know, that you're making.
Right. Instead of thinking of it as like extra income.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Give yourself a budget, of course. Good. Give yourself 100, 200 bucks.
You have to have a little bit of fun as you're doing it all. But it doesn't mean that it has to all go away.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about tips for saving to buy a house.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them anytime at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about tips for saving to buy a house.
Okay, this next one I've never done. Have you done this one? It is using cash back apps and coupons like Ibotta, and there's other ones. But that's, you know, you always hear the commercial. Have you ever done that?
I haven't.
Have you ever like couponed, use coupons?
Dude, do you remember that TV show? Extreme Couponers?
Oh, I've never really watched it, but I've heard of it.
Oh my gosh. I think it was on like TLC growing up. I don't know why we'd watch that.
That was your show?
I never got into it, but people got in. I mean, there's still people.
It was a big
obviously,
show.
That... Coupon, extreme couponers.
Do you remember though when we were first married and we lived in our first house and we would like save the coupons, but it was mostly like as an excuse to get like pizza because it was a few dollars off. So we would like save all like the pizza ones. And,
yeah, you know, the ads everybody gets in the mail.
We were not extreme by any means with it, but
no,
that's an option. Okay, this next one is kind of interesting, but it kind of makes sense because usually, when I buy groceries, at least, the meat is by far the most expensive item. So eating less meat.
Meat right now.
Is, right now especially.
So expensive.
Yeah, eating less meat throughout
Become
the week.
Become a vegetarian.
Seriously, I tried that. I tried that for like 10 hours. It didn't work out well.
You did. Once.
We watched a TV show on Netflix. It was like The Vegan Life or something. Really good documentary.
Obviously, it was so good that it inspired this meat lover to go vegan, and it lasted like 2 days.
Couldn't do it.
We did
like
go buy
hours.
A ton of vegan food and then never ate.
Oh, yeah. We went hard. We shopped and got all new vegan stuff. But no, the price of meat is incredible right now.
Yeah.
I mean, a good piece of meat's going to cost you, what, 17 to 20 a pound?
Yeah. So
that's
thinking
ridiculous.
Of recipes to use throughout the week that don't incorporate meat, or maybe like use one less recipe, one without meat a week can save a little money. But
yeah. Healthy alternatives.
Yeah.
The gentleman that did our countertops, you know, we were talking about health for whatever reason. And he goes to just about every local farm there is right now in the Salem. And he uses it as just a networking tool for him and his business. But also it's just a healthy lifestyle that he gets to pass down, which I thought was the coolest part. He gets to pass down these traits and culture characteristics to his children through cooking food. And I thought that was pretty cool that he shared with me. Maybe we start doing
I like that.
That.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
This next one right here, buy things used or secondhand. You love thrifting.
I used to do it a lot more.
It's just the thing with that is it is a little time consuming. If you're like short on time, it's a lot easier to just like order the thing you want online, let it come to your door instead of like going out and like looking through things for right. something. But
pawn shops can sometimes get you something that's you'd be paying a lot more money for.
Yeah, that's true.
But you go to the pawn shop and there it is.
Yeah, no, especially like tool and equipment stuff. That's really good there. But I wanted to touch while we're on clothing.
Huh.
You know, I feel like we overconsume so much. And I talk to you guys, but also to myself when I'm saying this. Being a little bit more minimal with your clothing, too. Because
you're talking to me, aren't you?
No. No, I wouldn't do that to you, beautiful. So I really like the idea of, like, because all of us have such big closets or want bigger walk-in closets, because I know that's an issue with us right now in our new place is the closet space. But what if we can just have like 3 or 5 of things of one item, you know, like shirts, 5 shirts, collared shirts, 5 collared shirts, you know, something that when you buy another one, you get rid of the old one, you know, and replace it actually rather than over consume an item that you already have.
I think that would save a lot of time getting ready in the morning because it would make finding what to wear a lot easier. You wouldn't have so many options to choose from. It'd be very easy.
Yeah. And when seasons change, I understand women, but men too, we have seasonal clothing. You know, put those away for the season and exchange them. It's like toy rotation with us right now. We have Astrid, and we rotate her toys weekly. We can do the same with our clothing. Rotate the clothes.
Clothes rotation. Yeah. I like it. Okay, our next money-saving hack is buying a reusable water bottle. Hey, look at... I did that.
You have it right there.
And you have your plastic one. On the other hand, that you have to keep buying more.
I used to be really big on milk gallons because I drink like a lot of
water. Oh, you'd like put the water in a milk gallon.
Yeah, that would be my water bottle. But, you know, I'm a big water guy. I like my certain brand, and I just buy them in the packs, and we keep them in a mini fridge just so I can grab and go on the way out of the house.
Right. No, it is convenient.
It keeps me hydrated on the go. Rather than not being hydrated. That's how I look at it.
This next one is... I like this because it's instead of thinking of ways to just cut back, it's thinking how can I raise my current income or add on a temporary side hustle maybe until I get to where I want to go. And there's so many things nowadays. I mean, with the internet and I mean, there's so many options for that nowadays, which one thing I love about our era is how many options there are for that.
And on top of options, though, you as an individual, we have a choice. We all have choices to do certain things. And if you want to sit on the couch, watch more Netflix or watch more cable TV, that's wasting your time in some senses. Of course, we need to relax sometimes. But what I'm saying is you get to create the opportunity in life that you want. That's the best part about living in America. That's the best part about what Mariah and I do. We create what's happening around us, and we wouldn't be here, I say this often, without our clients, which is you, our audience out there listening. And if you're wanting to make more money, if you feel like you have a glass ceiling and you just want to go above that ceiling, you need to be an opportunist rather than have negative thoughts, say this can never happen because of this, blah blah blah. It's just not going to work out for you. But if you want to have an opportunist mindset, which is how you create wealth rather than spend wealth, you get to create more wealth, create millions, billions, have an open mind, a bigger mindset than what you currently have now. I'm really big on that, the mental stuff. You know, like if you're just saying you can't, you have a negative mindset. I mean, nothing's going to change out of that for you. Mm-hmm. And if you can change one thing in your life and day, right now is the time to make a choice. And if you're in the dumps right now and you need to hear this, you can, you will, it's up to you and it's a choice. Go out and do it.
Now, there's a lot of opportunities out there for restaurants and stuff to work part-time, make some things happen.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are paying pretty good
hourly wages.
Absolutely.
People are getting treated very well in a lot of industries. And there's a reason why house prices are where they're at right now, but they're still affordable and people are buying them. And if that's you and you want to buy one and you just don't know how, think of how you can save more, obviously, through this show. But then ultimately, it's up to you to take that risk. Mm-hmm. Jump on it, buy the house, and let's get the deal done and sold for you.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. Their number is 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.